You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
And Sefer Bamidbar has another name.
What's the name?
I said, you know. What's the other name? I thought you know the name. No? Sefer HaPikudim means the counting sefer. As you notice, the Sefer Bamidbar starts with counting. So Hashem counted us. How many times did Rosh Hashanah counted us?
5 times.
5 is good. Any other might beat?
About five.
Hazak Baruch. Beautiful. Yeah. Yeah, we were counted 4 times. After Chetaege, Chodesh Nisan, and so on, 4 times they were counted. So now here we have a statement of our sages, our Chazal, Chachamenu Zichronam Libracha, that Ribono Shel Olam, the reason that he counts us is
He loves us.
He counts any other things. No, Hashem, he counts anything else during the day?
I don't think so.
No? You sure you spoke with him?
I don't remember anything.
Right. Yeah, so we were informed, as Rashi HaKadosh brings, Ribono Shel Olam every day counts the stars.
The stars is Ben Israel.
No, the question was, if Hashem counts anything else, and the answer is, yes. He counts the star.
Why?
Chazak Baruch, Chazak Baruch. So now here, the Navi, Mishaya Navi says that Shemusi'an b'mispar o mishpotam. That means, the Ribono Shel Olam knows exactly the count of the stars. He knows exactly how many stars exist. How many stars do we have?
More than before.
What's that? How many? You don't go out like at night to count the stars? What do you do? You don't count the stars? No? So here we are told that Ribono Shel Olam, first of all, b'mispar motziam, he knows exactly the numbers and the name. Every star has a name. So now here, Chazal, they tell us the same way that Ribono Shel Olam counts the stars and knows the name. Exactly, he has the same feeling toward Am Yisrael. You know what kind of feeling is?
The stars. The stars die after a certain amount of time. And then reborn again, so we have this all the time.
Well, I think you have to change the station you listen to usually. I don't think there is such a thing, but the stars, John. The question is why Hashem likes the stars. Why we have to be resembled as the stars? That's what the question is. What's so special about stars?
They shine when it is dark.
Chazak Baruch. How about moon?
Huh?
Moon. Why? So I'll say it shines when it's dark.
The light is on
Same thing with stars.
No,
same thing.
In the stars, they have their own light. The moon doesn't have their own light.
Really?
Yeah.
Who told you these things?
The Quran.
How big is the star?
Gigantic.
How big? Measure the. You know the size?
No. But it's big.
Big? Million?
Million times bigger than.
But how big do you see it?
Huh? How? Very small.
Small?
Very.
It's big, but you see the small?
Yeah.
Wow. Unbelievable. Here we see that Ribbono Shel Olam has such affection toward Am Yisrael because they like the stars. The bigger Hashem make him, they become
humbler.
Smaller. They never brag. They never boost it up. They never use their power and their fame to be destructive. Has we shalom to.
But this doesn't happen today.
All the time, never change.
It's always happening the opposite.
Sorry. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So here, just like the stars, that's so big and we seem so small. See, Ribbono Shel Olam has such affection toward us because we are exactly like the stars.
Yeah.
The more He gives us, the more He makes us big, but still we stay
small.
Humble, and now
fruit
and always.
Amen.
Always. See what it is?
They say the universe is continuously expanding. Is that a Jewish
philosophy?
It's not. So it's what is created is constant.
Yeah.
There's no expansion.
The only difference here is there's a new paint, there's a new freshness every day, and the reason is that the same way that the Ribbono Shel Olam makes the Olam refresh and expects from us to refresh ourselves also. That means, if you look the same way as yesterday, you're disrespecting the creation of Ribbono Shel Olam. Because if Abba spends $200,000 to remodel the house, what does he expect? The member of family, there will be more excited. More positive, because you have $200,000 to put in the house. So obviously, if there's a much better looking house, so the mayor of the family should look.
It's not the house, it's the attitude.
They should look the same way when you have a tie that works, you know, $10. Obviously, act different that you have a tie that it works $100.
Why?
The problem is,
why? Is that
I said spending $200,000 every day.
$200 million
every day, and after some time it doesn't make a difference. It's for granted.
Yeah, but how much you pay for a cup of coffee?
You could have a right
attitude. Today we don't pay.
You don't pay here?
No.
What do you pay $4?
Coffee.
Coffee place?
Yes.
How about in a hotel?
Yeah.
How much?
$12.
$15?
Well,
$15.
What is
this? We go back to the tie once we. it's the same cup of coffee.
Yes.
Hope. So why here you don't pay, and then you go to the coffee shop, you pay $4, and then you go to the hotel, you have to pay $15-$20. Oh, you pay for the time?
Yeah, for the name.
But you don't eat the time. You didn't get the coffee.
Yeah.
Huh?
With the arrangements they make.
That's how you
do it. The ambiance.
Yeah, the chandelier. You pay for the chandelier. Yeah, that means when you're drinking the coffee, the chandelier is included. It's in the coffee. You have to feel the chandelier from Czechoslovakia that was put up. How much is it? $200,000.
From China.
So more so, this olam that Ribono Shel Olam keeps refreshing it. You know how much you have to pay? Huh?
Priceless.
Then you come, go, you know, same attitude, you know, down, tired, falling asleep. What is this?
No more.
Huh? And you pay $25, you have to pay tip also, no? $30 for the coffee?
Yeah.
So Kala Kadosh, the stars are big, but they look so small. So that's why Ibono Sholam wants to tell us he has such a urge, such a love toward us. Why? Because we never become expanded because we have blessing or title or certificate on the wall. We say, I'm now humble and shofar. That's one of the insights about how Ribono Shel Olam loves us. The other matter here is, where did the star come about? Did we have stars at the beginning of the creation? We had?
No.
Yes. No.
Until the time that moon went to the Hashem and just objected why we have to measure light, then there was stars.
So why? Why Hashem created the stars then?
Because he made moon smaller to make a feeling for, good feeling for him. He just gave him extra.
The moon and the stars. The moon and the stars forever are equal to sun.
Right, but
he created the star to make sure that the moon doesn't feel bad that he minimized it.
Very nice. So now here you see the Mirai says, actually the moon and the sun, you're listening? They were the source of the light. So now the moon complained, you cannot have two kings with one crown. So you said, okay, go make yourself small. And then here we see Ribono Shel Olam came out with a pattern. Why? Because he said, now that I punished the moon, and I should have punished him because he had Ya'aba, so now I'm going to appease him. How? I'm going to create the stars. So now, even though that he lost his light, then he would feel not as bad. So the stars was not part of the creation. The stars came about, why? To appease the moon. Kala Kadosh, Ribono Shel Olam loves us just like the stars. Why? Because Yehudi never tries to hurt another Yehudi. Just like the stars that they were created to appease the moon. The Yehudi is exactly the same way.
Even though
that sometimes say, you know, it's whatever, that I have to discipline and so on, but still you always make sure that our
stars are the same.
Are directing people or rebuking people always is accompanied with lots of appeasement. This is an interesting point in a halakha. Just listening. It's an interesting point that halacha, just imagine, just as a sake of halachic point. Let's say you have enemies that come, they say, give me this Yehudi. If you don't give me this Yehudi, we're going to kill everybody. 5,000 people. What the halacha we should do? Don't give?
No, for halacha,
you cannot. They said
huh?
You cannot give.
So what does it mean? 5,000 people should die for 1 year with it?
No, they should not die because they specified they said which one they want. If they don't say, you said average, they say, give one of you, you cannot give anybody.
Okay, let's say either they said, give this one or anyone. Should other people give their life or not?
No, if it's anyone, then give them one of them, whatever you want. Give you one, you cannot.
That's one idea. Okay.
If it's not for us, yes, you have to give this person.
Okay.
Huh? Not ours to give.
No?
No.
So everybody if should?
Nobody could step up themselves, but nobody could give somebody.
Yes, no, sorry.
It's not ours. To have long question.
One more time. Why are you making it too complicated? The enemy comes, give me this Yehudi, or 1 year Yehudi, doesn't matter, either or. So now, if you don't give me, we're going to get rid of everybody.
But it doesn't
matter. So, should they give this Yehudi to the enemy and they would not die, or?
No, should not.
Should not?
Specify,
you
have to give. If
it's
not specified,
you
cannot give.
No, we heard you already, 10 times. That's mine. That's what I'm saying. You're saying something else. That's what I'm saying.
In
you heard
you. In any case, you cannot be.
I'm sorry?
In any case, you cannot
be. Right. Chazak Yubaru. So now the halacha is, no matter it's 5,000, 10,000, 1 million people. Either they specify or don't specify, it doesn't matter. The halacha is, the million people, 5,000 people, they have to give their life for that Yehudi. That's what the halacha is. Shulchan Aruch, halacha. Halacha means Shulchan Aruch. That's what the halacha is. So now here...
I'm sorry, you cannot make a judgment about that person, that he's good or bad, about
God or not. Yeah, I'm not finished yet.
You cannot
make
the life of God.
So now...
He's not good, why you want to protect him? Why 5,000 people die for one person? He's not a good person. You cannot make a judgment.
He's doing wrong
with everyone. Right, so the halacha...
Halacha is halacha.
Yeah. No, we're not finished.
All the people become actors
of
God. They make a judgment.
So now here... So now we... Baruch Hashem, we're talking about the right halacha. Beautiful. I think about the Malachim, they're having banquet on Shemayim. So now, here we learn, no matter how the status of this Yehudi is, either he's observant, he's not observant, he's a Sadiq, he's not a Sadiq, he's a good person, he's not a good person, the halacha is... He's a Yehudi. He's a Yehudi, born Yehudi, and he starts to be Yehudi. The halacha is you're not permitted to hand in this Yehudi, and everybody has to give his life for this single Yehudi. So that's what exactly the Sefer Bamidbar is all about. Yotziyam b'mispar, and he calls him by each name. So that means the love, the affection that Ribono Shel Olam has worth each star, that means every Yehudi exactly the same way. So that means if you have any type of friction toward any Yehudi, whoever that it is, have hatred toward any Yehudi, so that means that you're going against whatever that Ribono Shel Olam is expecting from you. So that means if 5-10 million of people that have to give their life for this Yehudi, why? Because that's what Hashem designated, that no matter what the Yehudi is all about, you're not permitted to Chas v'Shalom to get him in such a circumstances that he will give his life. That means the worth of this Yehudi is equals to 5, 10, or 1 million people. That means this mass of the people, they have to give their life, and this Yehudi, single Yehudi, no matter what their status is, has to stay alive. Yeah, so that means Chas v'Shalom, you cannot make a Yehudi korban for the sake of, no matter how many numbers of the Yehudi are, that to stay alive. That's what the importance of the Yehudi is all about, and that's what Ibn Shalom is teaching us. The same way that he has such a care, such affection toward each star, and he knows his number and the name, exactly the same importance about every single Yehudi.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.